a great big Cadillac. Against the white walls, TV antennas in the back. You may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you got. Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean, gangster white walls, TV antennas in the back.
Member supported
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love in here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me,
sister,
with brutality,
sister.
Talk to me,
sister,
so you can see,
sister.
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, right now. Judge us simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know that we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it light and pick it sight. Don't punish me.
Hey. can't see.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you what's going on. What's going on is you're donating to KXF FM today. Just text in the keyword Ray and call 949-715-5936. Or if you want to, call and ask anything you want, because with me is Sally Ann Sheridan, former mayor of Irvine and a good friend for years. Hey, Sally, what's happening today?
Well, I'm delighted to be here, and I'm delighted to help to contribute to KXFM Radio, which is a wonderful organization that we should, anybody that wants to call in would please do that this evening and help them out and help us out.
Hey, Sally, I wanted to ask you a few questions. You were mayor of Irvine for 4 years, is that correct?
I was the mayor of Irvine for 2 years.
2 years.
I was a city councilwoman for eight.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up on the East Coast. I grew up in Pleasantville, New York, the home of the Reader's Digest, and I went to school there and ended up going to Columbia University School of Nursing, graduated from the nursing school, and then I moved to Boston and was a pediatric cardiovascular nurse at Boston Children's Hospital. Came to Irvine, or came to California in 1968. Spent a lot of time, I was married at that time to a professor of medicine, so we came to start the new medical school. It was a school of osteopathy before, and he was asked to be a professor of medicine at that school, so I moved to University Park. However, I was very, very involved in Laguna Beach because I had two daughters that were both dancers, and I used to drive to Laguna four times a day, up and down the canyon, so that they could dance at the Laguna Beach Civic Ballet Company, which then became Ballet Pacifica. So that's fun.
Wow. They went on to professional careers, too.
Both of them. One went to, the girls left Irvine when they were 15 and 16 and went to be part of the San Francisco Ballet Company. And they lived in San Francisco, and then my older daughter went to the Joffrey Company in New York, and the younger daughter went to American Ballet Theater.
Wow, top in the nation.
Yes.
Hey, you've volunteered in this county since the early 70s.
Yes.
What do you think you'll be remembered for?
I think I'll be remembered for a couple of things. One, I helped to develop the park system for the city of Irvine, which was really an incredible commitment. We passed a bond issue in 1974. And that's how I really got involved in politics, aside from the fact that we incorporated the city in 71 and I helped with the incorporation. But I think that park bond issue sort of started my career in volunteering in the government area. And the development of the park system was very important to me. Two of the major projects that I'm proud of was the adult day health care unit for seniors in Woodbridge, and the major project that I worked on for the whole time from 1974 to 1990 was what is now called the Irvine Barclay Theater on the campus at UCI.
Weren't you responsible for the Irvine Barclay Theater?
Yes.
Entirely? Almost?
I don't know that entirely. I had a lot of help. I think probably I never would have run for office if it wasn't for the Barclay Theater, because it was sort of languishing around, and my husband said, "I don't want to hear you talk about that theater, and forever. either run for city council and get it done or be still. And so I decided that I probably would run for city council, and I ended up winning in 84. It was still not built in 88, so I had to run again. And then finally, the theater actually opened in 1990, the year I got elected to be the mayor of Irvine, which was really kind of exciting because the director of the theater called my daughter, who came in from American Ballet Theater with her partner and did Black Swan Pas de Deux on the stage the night that the theater opened. Very exciting.
Hey, and if you're excited, you make a donation right now. Just call 949-715-5936. Text the keyword Ray, R-A-Y, and make a donation. We're counting on you. The station lives off donations from the public, so you need to donate, and donate now, because Sally Ann and I want to be number one in getting donations. Or if you want to call in now. You can ask us anything you want. I'm one of the founders of Liberate Laguna that no longer exists, and Sally Ann has become the chair of Laguna Forward. Sally Ann, why did you agree to chair Laguna Forward, and what does it stand for?
Well, I wanted to just say that in giving you your proper kudos, you are grateful for many more major gifts to the community than I, and this is not just for Laguna Beach, it's all over Orange County. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have the Discovery Museum, or the Orange County High School for the Performing Arts, or the Great Park, and art and public places for the city of Irvine. And although you and I politically are on opposite sides of the national thing, we both agree on what's best for the city of Laguna Beach, and also our dedication to the performing and fine arts is key in our life. Laguna Forward is very important right now. Laguna Forward is a nonprofit pack of local residents who want to see our community grow and prosper while honoring Laguna's rich history of responsible growth. We seek to bring change through democratic process, supporting high integrity, well-qualified candidates who want to lift up our community with a new model, supporting each individual's property rights, engaging local business and attracting new businesses to our community, always being mindful of the balance between the tourism that drives our economy and the 20-plus thousand residents who call Laguna home. Laguna Forward is a journey to be proud of, and I'm proud to be the president of this organization.
Why do you think the folks from Village Laguna keep attacking you?
Well, because I'm a good target. I'm a good target, and if you really want to attack somebody, I guess I'm as good as anybody else. They made the comment that I want the city of Laguna to be like Irvine. I don't want it to be like Irvine. I want it to work like Irvine. I'd like people to be able to get their properties approved and get them built in a respectable period of time. I would like to be able to have a democratic process, and I would like this community to really trust their city government, which is really worth trusting. There are some very, very dedicated people. It bothers me and the members of Laguna Forward to see our city manager attacked at the city council meetings and not be respected. Our wonderful director of community development, who's new from, and we have a great chief of police. So what we've done with Laguna Forward is to highlight these people at a forum each month with each of the key people who bring our services to us. So we would like those people to be recognized. And I guess what Laguna Forward wants to do is to try to educate the electorate in the city of Laguna Beach how wonderful this place is to live, and not to be tearing it down and saying no to everything that's new.
You said that the Village Laguna folks attacked the city manager, Sheree Dupree. What do you mean by that?
I just think at the city council meetings, you hear them belittling her. I think the
you mean the other city council people?
Well, I think just two, George and Tony. George Weiss and Tony Eisman. I think, frankly, they're very prejudiced against Sheree. She's an extremely brilliant woman, was a fine engineer. I knew her from the city of Irvine. And the problem that they have with the city manager and with the director of community development is that they cannot walk into their office and tell them what to do and have them just do it. They don't understand that the city manager and the staff work at the behest of the entire city council. And when they are directed by the city council to do something, then they must do it. But not having somebody walk into an office and directing charade to do this or do that, and you have to do what I say. That's not the way city government works.
Do you think that's how the city of Laguna worked prior to?
I think to some extent, you know? Yes. I think, and of course, I've had a lot to do with the city of Laguna Beach and the Village Laguna people. Although they did something really wonderful 50 years ago, they have done not much since that time, and I've had a lot of experience with dealing with the city of Laguna Beach when I was on the council in the city of Irvine. That prevailed before, and I say that with some experience. For example,
go ahead.
The city of Irvine wanted, if you come down 133, you'll have four lanes until you get to El Toro Road. We worked very, very hard with the various cities and with the city of Irvine to expand the four lanes to into Laguna Beach, and the city of Laguna said no. So it stops at El Toro, which is a great bottleneck. The other problem that we had was when I was on the Sand District 14 for the county, we tried to get all the cities to go together to do something about sanitation districts and sewage and all that sort of thing. All the other cities worked together. The only city that would not work together with us was Laguna Beach once again, and we are now having to deal with the problems of sewage in this city that could have been picked up by all the rest of the county. Those are just a couple of examples. Well, 133 was the other problem, 73, and I was on the corridor agency. It was really rather disconcerting to see some members of the Laguna
Village Laguna
come to the city, to the county, and throw manure at us. That's not a very good way to deal with people who are trying to help the transportation system of Orange County.
No lie, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone, you can call in, ask us any questions you would like.
Let's play some music.
The number to call, if you want to call and talk to someone in the lobby and you don't want to text, is 949-715-4859 if you want to call the lobby. Let's get into some music. One of your favorites.
Yes, sir.
Gives us a break for a minute. What? You're doing great. Thank you. Is that all right?
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go doot 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 doot. Little Joe never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey, sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doot doo 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 doo. Do 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 do.
If you want to take a walk on the wild side here, call and make a donation right now. We need it. The station KXFM needs your money today to keep going. Call. And talking about taking a walk on the wild side, it seems like Villa Laguna has gone over the top with the Laguna First Initiative. Sally Ann, what do you think of that? What is it and what do you think of it?
Well, I think a lot about it if you really read it. I think basically, they talk about responsible growth. That tired old phrase is used by people who want to stop all growth and improvement in Laguna Beach. Let's get real. Laguna Beach can't grow. It's all but built out and completely surrounded by open space. Just look at an aerial photograph. It's a small island of homes protected by a moat of open space. We have to be serious about updating and improving what we have. We don't have the land to grow. So that old canard about overdevelopment just doesn't fly in Laguna Beach. On the initiative, clearly written to disguise tripwires that will stop most new projects. It will prevent affordable housing in the downtown area, preventing a key resource of revitalization to our downtown from being realized. Takes the planning process from the professionals and community volunteers and gives it over to the electorate, who can be influenced by well-funded political PACs. Once you turn over the planning process to public opinion, the results will be more red tape and a decay of our vital commercial properties as owners look elsewhere with less restrictive laws. LRF proponents say it won't affect housing. I'd like them to prove it. LRF proponents say it won't affect needed public infrastructure like police and fire stations. I'd like them to prove it. We will vigorously message the dangers of ballot box planning. Ballot box planning is never done well anywhere that it has ever been done. So that's basically, they said, you know, the Village Laguna people are against closing Forest Avenue and outdoor dining, against rooftop dining opportunities. They're against fire protection by opposing defensible open space. And they're against a local family trying to rehab their dream home by attacking them with a frivolous CEQA lawsuit or many lawsuits. No, no, no. The hypocrisy is deafening. Time and time they message, we're not against affordable housing. We're just against this affordable housing project. We're not against protecting our homes from fire. We're just against this defensible open space proposal. We're not against residents being able to fix up their homes. We're just against this family being able to fix up their home. We're not against hotels, just that hotel project. And why won't they debate in public? Wouldn't it be great to have a community forum with them?
Yeah, that's a good question. Why won't Village Laguna debate? I've been asking that question for a while. I think it's because although Village Laguna has a great name, everyone knows Village Laguna, it sounds nice and comfy. What they stand for, however, people don't like. People want the government to act responsibly, smoothly, and quickly, not strung out. One of the things that's happening, though, is Village Laguna and others are funding lawsuits, stopping everything, but they're not telling who's paying for the lawsuits. What do you think about that, Sally Ann?
Well, it's really kind of a shame because they asked our city attorney the other night about that. The city attorney, Philip Cohn, offered the following updates. At the Kirby remodel on Hawthorne, the case went to trial, and the city and the property owner prevailed. However, an appeal is expected. It's actually on appeal now. At the Ray's Hawthorne remodel, which is your house,
For 10 years.
There's a motion to dismiss the city property owner, which is you. What action comes after that is not known, but an appeal would be expected, and I'm sure they're going to do that. The status of the lawsuit against the historic preservation ordinance update that was previously approved by the Coastal Commission 8-2 is back before the commission and expected to be heard at their July meeting. Cohn anticipates a new lawsuit after that to challenge that decision. Cohn also announced he was notified of a new lawsuit filed by Village Laguna and others against the downtown specific plan just prior to last Tuesday's meeting. And he hasn't yet to review that, but that's another one. And the other person they're appealing at the Coastal Commission is Mike Gray, who's been 13 years in the process. Here's a man who pays $300 a day in taxes not to live in a house in Laguna Beach because they've thrown every lawsuit they possibly can at this gentleman. This is unconscionable.
On my own home, which is on Hawthorne, it's a remodel to turn it into a nice duplex. So far, Village Laguna has stopped me from doing that. It's been a decade now. And the money I've shelled out is well over $1 million. That's their strategy, is to make people bleed. They don't care if it costs you a lot of money. That's what they want you to do, is spend a lot of money, so you'll just give up and go away. There's this one group, one friend of mine, Jim Peterson and his wife Sheila, who have done very well in life, wanted a family compound in Laguna Beach. They're very family oriented. They're grandparents, and they wanted a house with little houses. They weren't blocking anyone's view. They were in a little enclave of their own. Village Laguna stopped them after 5 years. They said, okay, to hell with it. We're going to go somewhere else. They sold the property. They moved to San Juan Capistrano. They have a compound there. And we've lost somebody who's very, very philanthropic and a good member of the community. That's what they do. They just bleed you and bleed you
The other thing that's really rather disconcerting, we went downtown and took a picture of all the properties that have not been able to rehab themselves and to look better. I think if we want to promote urban decay, we've got it right now. And I think those of us who really care very much about this, and I've lived here for 26 years, so I'm a Village Laguna person, and I hate to see properties that are not being able to be maintained. And when they tell somebody who wants to have a restaurant that they have to pay $162,000 per parking space, this is crazy. And now they're going to try to kibosh the effort that the city is making with the Presbyterian Church to build a parking garage. That would be a wonderful joint use agreement in the city. So that's very important to everybody. I think probably we've made a good case for this, Mike, at this point in time. There are so many wonderful things about Laguna that are going on each day.
Hey, and everyone, don't forget to call in and make your donations, or from your cell phone. Just click the banner at the bottom, and you can make a donation right to the station right now.
You have a call right now. You want to take it?
Sure.
Okay. Hi, who's on the line?
Hi, this is Bobby Cox calling in. And I just want to say thank you to KXFM. It is an amazing radio station here in Laguna Beach. It provides the open airways for Michael Ray and Sally Ann Sheridan, who is one of my heroes of all time, to speak to the city and to raise funds for the radio station. And I want you to know I thought I'd made my donations for this takeover, but after listening to Sally Ann and loving her so much, and Michael Ray for having Sally Ann, I will make a donation of $500 to KXFM for this takeover.
Wow.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby.
Bobby, I want to thank you so much. And talk about people who have donated. Bobby's name is on every list for every philanthropic organization, it seems to me, in Orange County. And one of the privileges that I have is to sit on the a group of ladies who have put on dances at the Barclay Theater for the past 10 years called the National Choreographic Initiative. And on July 30th, Molly, Bobby, I know that you want me to give a commercial on your favorite group.
Sure. Well, you talked about dancing in Laguna Beach and the history with you and your daughters. I mean, you are my dance partner in so many things throughout Orange County, bringing the best of dance to Orange County, both in classes and performances, and so you are with me in heart and spirit there.
Thank you so much. The performance that Bobby and I are involved in is going to be on July 30th at the Barclay Theater. We've hired 16 dancers from all over the United States. And we pay them a salary, as well as 4 choreographers, and they'll be doing new work. So we'd love you to call the Barclay Theater and get your tickets. Bobby and I will be there to greet you.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Sally Ann, and thank you, Michael, for having Sally Ann on, and thank you, KXFM, for providing forum for all points of view. I really, really appreciate this radio station.
Thank you, Bobby, and thank you for your generosity today.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Continue on.
Okay.
We have another song.
That was nice.
Hey, I have another question for you, Sally Ann. And
yes.
Not only is there initiative, there's also council elections coming up. What are you doing about that?
I'm not doing anything about it at the moment. I'm waiting to see who's going to be running. I think we have actually, so far, the candidates that I know that are running are Sue Kemp, who is our current mayor, Peter Blake, and Lewis Weil, who is a young person that I think will be very helpful on the city council. Those are the only 3. However, we have to wait and see what happens. Because Tony is an incumbent, she gets to wait until the end of August to make to either say that she's running or not. We don't know who else is running. So at this point in time, we're just waiting to see who the candidates are going to be. I know being on the city council is a huge commitment, having done that myself and spent something like 80 hours a week doing that job. It takes a tremendous amount of dedication and a good backbone if you want to stay in that seat for very long. And those people who run for the city council, I hope, will have a reason why they're running, not just to be on the city council. There should be a goal of what kinds of projects they would like to be involved in. How would they like to make the city of Laguna better? I think one of the good things about Laguna Forward, quite frankly, is that we have people of both political persuasions, both very liberal Democrats, progressive Democrats, very conservative Republicans, and moderate Republicans. We all believe in Laguna Beach. That is our major goal. So although we differ at the national level, we are all dedicated to seeing Laguna Beach become a better place to live.
Hey, let's have some music.
Let's do some music right now.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly into the line of a dark black night. For this moment to arise, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
We're really fortunate here at the radio station that we don't only just have musical freedom, we have the freedom to, as Bobby Cox said earlier, to express different points of view from different and varying sides of the coin. Michael Ray, thank you for putting this together today. What compelled you to do this?
Well, I was not involved in Laguna Beach city politics whatsoever until I wanted to do a duplex on Hawthorne. And all I wanted was to add a front porch. And at the time, Toni Eisman and I had been friends from the early 80s. And I asked her if she would help me do it, and she said she would. And she told me she'd do it, come hell or high water, at least 50 times. She promised me. Then when it came for the vote at the city council, it was 2-2. She waited for a few beats and looked down at me and voted no, and looked at me as though I was a little errant schoolboy. And at that time, I decided to get involved. What is wrong with this community that you can't even add a front porch to a house? And I said, I'm going to look into it. It was that time that I decided to do something about it. And then later on, Peter Blake was very upset because he tried to do an addition so his then wife, Fetna, could have a store in North Laguna, and Village Laguna came and swept in and cost him a couple of years and $100,000 worth of inventory that went for 20 cents on the dollar because it was delayed. Then he said, I'm so angry at them, I'm thinking about running for office. I said, if you run for office, I'll start a PAC to support you. And he ran, and I formed Liberate Laguna with Sam Goldstein and Cindy, and been active ever since. After being successful in a few elections, we said, our job is done, and it's time to let somebody else come in. And we asked Sally Ann if she'd take over and form Laguna Forward. And I might say that Sam, Cindy, Shopoff, and I are not involved in any way in Laguna Forward. We were officers of the board, emeritus, and then we all resigned because Sal Ann kept getting flack from Village Laguna, so we were as though we could influence her opinion. I've known Sal Ann for a long time. We've been on the opposite sides of the political debate for 30 years. No one's going to tell her what to do, that's for sure. And hey, give us your money. Call at the lobby at 949-715-4859.
Sally Ann, he mentioned Tony and her promise to him, and then the night of the vote, her backing out of that promise. Is that the Tony you've always known?
I have not always known Tony, okay. but her reputation for doing that sort of thing is far and wide. I have I went down to the there's a bar downtown in South Laguna. Is it the what's the name of the one that plays the music?
The Drake?
The Drake.
Okay.
The owner of the Drake was put through absolute hell by Tony Eisman. Just went back to City Hall, tried to do everything she could to destroy that project. And I went down there with my husband one night because they were doing a thing for music, and I'm very interested in music. And he came up to me and said, "You're not going to believe this. After doing all of that stuff, Tony came and sat at the bar and had a drink." I mean, it really takes chutzpah to do that sort of thing. And I found it rather that sort of thing happening again after trying to absolutely destroy Mo Honaker. There she was on the night that everyone went there, and they're eating his food and drinking. I mean, if you're going to not like somebody, you have to like them thoroughly. You can't go and be on both sides of that fence.
You can't only like them when the food is free.
That's right. And Michael got involved. I'm very, very blessed to be married to a wonderful man who has put up with me for 44 years now. And when we came to Laguna to retire, Peter Blake asked Don if we would do him a favor and help with the design review board. And everyone said, "Oh my God, what are you doing that for? That is just a horrible organization." Anyway, my husband volunteered. I must say, I could not be more proud of him. Not being a political person, I've always been the one that's been out there. He has absolutely helped to make just the most incredible change in DRB now. People who are respecting private property rights, being courteous to the community, looking at both sides. He must spend 20 hours a week doing the work of design reviewer. They've streamlined it now. We have a wonderful director of community development, and I'm really proud of Don and the work of the entire design review board that includes Louis Weil, who's now going to run for city council, and Chris Thalman, Jessica Gannon, and Debbie Neve. They've done they work as a team to try to give the best decisions in design review board. The problem with design review board is it's a subjective board. So they have certain criteria that they follow, and they're very, very diligent about doing that.
Now, you mentioned that Don helped streamline design review.
Yes.
Moving forward, looking a year in advance, let's look a year ahead. What are the other improvements that could happen within design review see?
I think really what the city of Laguna Beach needs to do is they've got to revise their whole building code system. It's antiquated. It's old-fashioned. Somebody should be able to walk up to one of the things that they should do is have a program where somebody who's decided to build something could go before the people in the planning department and find out just exactly what the rules are before they spend a huge amount of money and put up story poles and do all that sort of thing. That whole system needs to be drastically changed. And frankly, I don't think we need a design review board. I think it's very subjective. And if we had different, simpler codes in the city, that could be alleviated. A lot of stuff. I mean, we should not have to go before the design review board to put an air conditioning system in. Right. And the other thing is that it weaponizes people who don't like their neighbors to try to get even with them. I think that's ridiculous for the design review board to have to mediate neighborhood disputes. It's not the proper place.
Michael, what were your neighbors? Were they on board with what you wanted to do over on Hawthorne?
Oh yeah, yes.
Okay.
It's a traditional cottagey duplex. It's not big. It's small by most standards. And I've spent, as I said, well over $1 million. Just legal fees alone are over $250,000. Fighting Village Laguna and what they've thrown at me.
Heard the other night Longy tell you on the art workspace, that would have been a much different project. I mean, he has spent a fortune trying to defend himself for a group of people who are just viciously fighting him on every turn. So it's taken an awfully long time, and you could have had more now they're yelling at him because he doesn't have low and moderate income housing there when he's got $900,000 in legal fees to overcome.
Right. And when you get hit with legal fees, like when you pay that kind of money, when you come out of pocket with that money that you're really setting on fire, legal fees against lawsuits, was there a time where you got discouraged and you're like, all right, I'm done?
No, it's as I said, Tony Osmond promised me at least 50 times, come hell or high water.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Cindy Shopoff got so discouraged that she sold her property. She's renting a property here. I mean, Cindy Shopoff could buy anything she wants. She just could not stand to be tortured like that. So, I mean, here's this person is being accused of being a major developer. She doesn't even own anything in Laguna Beach. Come on. This is ridiculous.
It's easy to attack people for wanting to develop Laguna Beach when, as Sally Ann said, it's already developed. A good comparable is Old Corona Del Mar. If you look at the commercial strip along there where people can do what they want to do, there hasn't been a consolidation of sites. There hasn't been five-story buildings. It's all the old buildings with nice storefronts now, and there are no vacancies, unlike Laguna, which there are a lot of vacancies. One of the things that blows my mind about Laguna Beach is before the city changed the downtown specific plan, if you wanted to open a retail store, it would take you about a year and $100,000 worth of fees just to apply to open a store. That is crazy. No one's going to do that.
Right.
I love the development of Lido Villages. If you go to Lido Villages, which are all been repainted and fixed up and just look beautiful, and that was decaying for a while. They got that area got their act together. It is absolutely stunning. All the stores are open. The restaurants are open. We really can do that in Laguna Beach with a positive attitude. We've got the visionaries. We've got people who want to invest here. Just make it easier.
Talk for just a second, if you would. Address the Hotel Laguna problem that Mo has been having with him.
Well, I'll say this about Mo. He was hey, Mo, I love you guy, but you're not a developer. He made his money by, I think, doing stores for Verizon and then sold that and started buying property in Laguna. He did everything wrong, like his proposal to do a museum hotel was stupid. He should never have done that. It was never going to happen. Hotel Laguna, my brother Greg McGilvery and a guy by the name of Joe were trying, my brother Walkie, who's was the chairperson of creating the Discovery Cube in Santa Ana, and Greg are best friends from childhood, and they wanted to develop Hotel Laguna, redevelop. And I saw the numbers, and it barely worked. The return on cost was barely about 3.5%. It barely worked. Mo came in and he paid more than that, and now he's got the and Village Laguna's used him as a easy target as, oh, big developer, he's taking everything over, look, and he's going to destroy a hotel or the Hotel Laguna. And now the common area of Hotel Laguna is open, and that place is popping. Right. You go in there almost any night.
Pretty expensive.
It's pretty expensive, but they have great sushi, I'll tell you that.
I think his naivete about how to go about things and probably not having the proper team to help him got him into a lot of trouble. And I think that he needed to have a better advice from more knowledgeable people about what it takes to develop in this town. And unfortunately now they're using him as a scapegoat to prevent everything from happening. Massive development, cumulative effect. You hear all of these words, they're just silly. He's having a hard time. I don't know whether the bedrooms will ever be open at this stage. They had a beach party last week. I don't know.
It was crowded. They did well for the beach party. I'm just wondering when the rooms will be open over there. So
to do that, he has to go through the Coast Commission, and I'm sure the Village Laguna folks are going to throw a million lawsuits against them.
I must say that the city is getting along much better with the Coastal Commission right now. And there's another individual in the city who's really done a tremendous amount of harm, and that's Mr. Fudge. Mr. Fudge decides to bring everything before the Coastal Commission, whether he needs to or not. I think that he is absolutely obsessed. And I know what he put Mark Christie through with the ranch. It was incredible. All of us went to support Mark Christie. Fudge just does that for fun. I think it's just really, really terrible. And what he's done to poor Mike Gray, I can't believe it, taking him again before the Coastal Commission and appealing. The other problem is that appeals are too easily done in this city. I think it should cost people a lot more money if they want to appeal something, because then they have to think twice about it. But appealing a project as big as something like Hotel Mr. Gray's house, Hotel Laguna, for $800 is right. Not enough.
It's an easy wrench to throw in the works.
Sure, you get four people. That's right. It.
Yes, there's a proposal to increase the fees. And, of course, that's fought all the way by Village Laguna because right now, for almost for free, they can oppose anything, make the homeowner or the property owner go through hundreds of thousands of dollars and wait 6 months, 8 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years. And it doesn't cost them anything to make the appeal or very little. And it should cost them. They should have some skin in the game if they want to appeal. Skin in the game, guys.
Right.
Not freebie so that you can stop everything just because you don't like somebody.
Right. Sally Ann, what does the next year look like for you? What do you have ahead?
I'd like to retire. I think probably we'll be probably pretty involved from now until November, until the election in November, and then I think we'll pack it in and
Don do some surfing.
Don's going to go surfing. He's going to the Maldives on the 30th of July with a surf buddy. And I propose that every wife should let their husband go surf because they're much easier to live with when they're in the ocean.
and Michael, what about you? What does the next year look like for you?
Well, I hope finally my duplex gets approved. There's a lawsuit pending. And I'll win it. Little fun fact: that house was on the registry, and to be on the registry requires two things: one, that the homeowner gets something that he otherwise could not get, which did not occur in that case, and two, that there be a signed agreement between the city and the homeowner, in which case, and that did not occur either. And to know if there's a signed agreement, it's very easy to do. You can look it up. And I believe that the city staff under Village Laguna knew that it wasn't on the registry but wouldn't tell me. And so I think there were slick maneuvers going on. But I hope to finally get that off the ground. And I certainly hope that the initiative is defeated, because it's crazy, it's stupid.
Initiative defeated, and we get a nice council majority that believes in the city to go forward and to rehabilitate what we have and make it better so we don't have urban decay.
And also, finally bring civility back to the city. Village Laguna keeps talking about how uncivil everyone is, yet they're the ones who keep throwing firebombs at anything that passes by. It's not civil at all. If you look at next door neighborhood, you go, what, do these guys have a life? There might be 240 posts on next door neighborhood about Peter Blake or anything, everything.
Or Sally Ann.
They attack Sally Ann.
Next door is it's as toxic as you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, or they're writing letters into the Indy.
They can attack a little old lady like me all they want.
All right. We've been talking to Sally Ann and Michael. If you still want to donate, you can call the lobby at 949-715-4859. You can text connect to 715-5936. The text connect donation link, the keyword is Ray. Michael, Sally Ann, thank you so much for taking your time to help raise money for the radio station. We really appreciate that.
Our pleasure.
You're welcome. Thank you.
A little more music of the great music that you've selected, Michael?
Yes. You got it.
Let's do it.
Pretty look, pretty ear. I said it to him.